Purim often falls out on Parshas Tetzaveh, this year Mamish on Parshas Tetzaveh, especially in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. The Shailah is, what's the shachas between Purim and Tetzaveh? Also, Bechlal, what's the mahus of Purim? What's the mahus of Purim? And what do the mitzvahs Hayoyim have to do with Purim? L'chara, the Neis, that we presume in Nisa, that is a chilek of Kriyas HaMegillah. What does it have to do with Matanos LaAvyoinim? What is the Neis that happened to Klal Yisrael have to do with the mitzvahs of Matanos LaAvyoinim and Mishloach Manos v'chulu? L'chara, that's Ben Al L'Chaveri, and the Neis is Ben Adon L'Mokim. What's the connection b'chlal? So Yodua, the Arizal says that we don't find in the entire Megillah the Shem Hashem Begoli. Never mentions the Shem Hashem Bechlal in the entire Megillah. However, Kama Vakama Pomim, there's a remnant to the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vovke. He brings in a whole list, Mamish. Yaakov Galinsky mentioned some of them. I don't know if they're all from him, or from Ki Rabohi V'chol Hanoshim Yitnu Yekar. He V'chol Hanoshim Yitnu is Rashi Teves, Yudke Vovke. Loyal Melech Levadoi, Ovso Vashti Amalko. Sofi Sef Teves are Yudke Vovke. Shmoinim Mimeats Yoim, Umimlois Hayomim Ma'ila. It's also Rashi Teves. Yoim, Umimlois Hayomim Ma'ila is also Rashi Teves Yudke Vovke. Ki Chol Sa'ila Varo, Sofi Teves Yudke Vovke. Yova Yamelech Lamona Yoim, Rashi Teves Yudke Vovke. V'chol Ze Inenu Shavali, Ze Inenu Shavali, Sofi Teves. And he brings down Mamish, a bunch of more different ones, Tzirufim, some from the Rashi, some to the Seife. But it's tremendous to see how many times the Shem Hashem is Merumas Betem in the Megillah. What's the Nekuda? Nekuda is that, like it says, Esther Menatar Minayim, Vanechi Haster Aster Panam Mehem Yemahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be master Panav from Klal Yisrael in the time of the Golus. That time in between the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Bini Bayis Sheni was the time that, according to most cheshbonos that they made, that were made at that time, they thought that the Ribono Shel Olam forgot about them. There was a lehedya, a nevuah, that b'mloi shivim shana lechorvis Yerushalayim is going to be the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and it didn't happen. Not only that, there was lechatchila, one of the malachim, Kurish, said to be Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and then they stopped in the middle. Kosu Sidna, they say, Rashi brings down the Megillah that it was Haman's sons, Haman's 10 sons that caused them to stop the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So the Mamish, they thought they were finished. They thought that the 7 years are over, even going to the most Chomer de Kecheshbon. And the Beis Hamikdash they thought they were going to build, and it was stopped. And Mamish and Amatzev, where they thought that's it. Well, Chaval de Avedin, but Lamaitz, so that's it. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't really care about us too much. And they saw that there's two different types of. Says Rav Galinsky, there's really two different types of hashgachas. There's the Mashgiach Menach Halonis and Mitzvah Menach Harakim. Mashgiach Menach Halonis means that Kodesh Baruch is looking out the window. When a parent looks out the window to the child, so they see the child, and the child, when he turns around, sees the parent also. Then there's the Mitzvah Menach Harakim. Mitzvah Menach Harakim means when the parent doesn't want the child to know that he's watching, but he certainly wants to watch. He wants to know what's going on. The Ribono Shel Olam, and that in the times of the Golis, of the Golas Bavel, that was a matziv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzitz min acharakim. He saw exactly what's going on, and Klal Yisrael turned around and they couldn't see the Ribono Shel Olam. After everything that happened, after the entire course of events, which Ayde Ruach HaKodesh, Esther Amalka, and Mordechai Yehudi wrote down the entire course of events, picking out from the 12 years, picking out exactly what was Negea to the Neis, then you were able to look back and see that in a chanami, everything was the Ribono Shel Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Tako Meitzis Min HaCharakim, and all the things that we thought was Tako so terrible, the Mice was all, it was all the Ribono Shel Olam orchestrating everything from the top and bringing to our salvation from the terrible Gzira that was Nigzar against them. The truth is that I think maybe that's the Nekuda, which is Negeta Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh is the only parsha from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born till he was Nifter that his name is not mentioned. His name is not mentioned. And even though the entire Mishkan was only Al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzibur Moshe Rabbeinu from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Mitzav, and you orchestrated everything in the back, even though Betzalel was officially the one that was running it, but the Maisa, everything came down from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was married the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael. It says that the after the different chatoim that happened from the Adam Rishain and Dora Mabel and Dora Flog of Echulu, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after each one, went up one of the Shiva Rekim. Then Avram Avinu was married him one, and Yitzhak another one, and Yaakov another one, and Levi another one, and Kohath another one, and Amram another one, and Moshe Rabbeinu the final one. Moshe Rabbeinu the seven Rekim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was married the Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael, the Mishkan, which was supposed to be the Mokam for the Ashrayas HaShekhinah, which is, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name, even though he was the one that did it, Lamaisa, he was the one that was Achari for it at the end of the day, it doesn't say his name. That was the whole ending of the Megillah. Without Ribbono Shel Olam mentioning his name Bechlal in the entire Megillah, it's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's all Ribbono Shel Olam who is orchestrating it. It happens to be, I think, that that's the connection. What does it mean, Hashroes HaShechino? What is Hashroes HaShechino? When by Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashkin the Shechino, HaKadosh Baruch was Mashkin the Shechino in the Mishkan. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch was Malach Vela Eskvede. So I think in the mind, the Rambam Moir Nevuchim says that Hashroes HaShechino means a place where it's nicker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikhin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But where you can see Bibriris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikhin, that's Hashroes HaShechino. Which means that in the Mishkan where there was constant Nisim and the Nisim Teva were Mischaber B'yachar Oimdim Zekufim Mishtachim Revochim like it was in the Beis HaMikdosh, the whole matzav of all the Asar Nisim Nasu Lavetzein Beis HaMikdosh, that it was a constant Mokim where you were able to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam was here. That's Hashroes HaShechino. Which is really shaykh v'shachanti b'soich, right? Also in the mikdash v'shachanti b'soich v'soich kolecher ve'echon, which is, I think, the Alshech says soich kolecher ve'echon, that each person can have such a massive Hashroes HaShechino when he's makir that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We see nes, and the nes could be like the nes of Purim, which was the nes of Teva. When a person puts all the numbers together and all the dots together, and he sees that everything that happened is the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's that in of itself is Hashroes HaShechino, and that's a tremendous gilui to the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with him, that everything that he thought was maybe he didn't know why it's happening, but a person, the truth is that every person has the yichudus to do this, to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechir mitzadei gover. If a person would be mizbainin a little bit and look back at his life, look back at the different schools he went to and the different communities he grew up in, the background and his parents and his friends and Mechulu, and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu led him and how the things happened, you're able to think that a person who had no idea why it happened. But 20 years ago was in place, right? Esther Malka became the Malka before anything happened. She was before Klal Yisrael was at the time of they were enemies, Mrs. Achashverosh, that happened. But it was way before the Gzira against Klal Yisrael, was Esther Malka was already in place. You're able to see, a person could look back and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu put things into place years earlier, so that 20 years later it's going to come out that in a Hanami, you're going to meet the right person, v'chulu, and you'll end up in the right place. Another nekuda, I think, which comes out of it is that they saw I think it's a chilek of it, is that they saw that it's only through being shomer the Torah and mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. At the beginning, what happened? If they look at the story, so at the beginning, Achashverosh invites everybody to the Suda, and Mordechai tells him not to go. Mordechai, what are you causing problems for? The king is going to get upset against us, and why do you have to be different? Everybody goes, and Mordechai doesn't go. Says Master Rabba that the Gedolim ran away. So they think that Mordechai is the one that's causing problems. Not only that, later on, Mordechai, everybody bows down to Haman, and Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman. Once again, Mordechai is causing problems. Mordechai is causing problems the second time. And now what happens because of that? Haman gets upset, Hosein and Shavali, and he doesn't want to just get rid of Mordechai, he wants to get rid of the entire Klal Yisrael, all because of Mordechai. You have to, don't stick out so much, don't do things so different. We all do the same thing, we all eat in the same place, b'chulu. At the end of the day, it was nizgal to them that it was only because, that the whole gzera was because they went to the Suda Achashverosh, And it was only because there was somebody, Mordechai HaTzadik, that he was the one that saved them. Like it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Avos and he asked him to daven, and he said, who's there to daven in this world? He said, Mordechai HaTzadik. He was the one that saved them at the end of the day. And it was only through being shame of the Torah, fakir. It's all gezeiros come from not being shame of the Torah, and all hatzalos come from being shame of the Torah. The Mele says that Klal Yisrael Hoder Kiblu B'Meach Hashverish. Rashi says Me'avas Hanes Shenas Lehem. I think there's two nekudas there. Me'avas Hanes, the first thing is they were pushing Mizbeinin, and they saw that even though they thought that the Ribbono Shelam wasn't there, and the Ribbono Shelam wasn't paying attention to what they were doing, and the Ribbono Shelam gave up on them, nevertheless they saw clearly beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Ribbono Shelam was orchestrating anything like a puppeteer, moving everything to put everything in place that they should be saved. It's a tremendous nes. What's a nes? Where was the nes? Everything is looks like teva. Then itself is a nes. It's a nes to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu 20 years ago, 7 years ago, 9 years ago, everything was put into place so that everything should work out. But it's even more than that. The Kabbalah Sater is because they realize that Al Yidei being Shemer Torah Mitzvahs, doing what the Chachamim say, doing what the Torah says, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be Shemer Aleihem. That's why they were Mekabel the Torah. Me'avas HaNeis, why the Mekabel the Torah? Because that's what the Kabbalah Sater was, to realize the Akara that a person doesn't gain from going against the Torah, and he doesn't lose from being Mekabel the Torah. And he doesn't lose. Fakir, that's exactly, it's not just that he doesn't lose. That's what shemer on him. Torah Magnu Matzle, that's what shemer on a person throughout his life. I think this is the Yisoid really, which is very much nagia to every single person. Every single person, if they would pay attention, be mizbeinin a little bit, that in his own life, like we said before, and to look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated his life, and things that at first glance, and not at first glance doesn't have to mean after 15 minutes you see that it's different. First glance can mean that after 15 years you see that it's different. Look back, everybody here is old enough to look back 10 years, 15 years, and see the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in different places, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them, and how they ended up in different places, and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer on each individual person. It's very clear to see, the Yavid says, Kiyodoh, he says the biggest nes that he thinks is greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim is looking back and seeing how Klal Yisrael survived throughout the generations. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody that's been here in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years, five, even less than that, 3-4 years, but for sure, anybody that's been here for 10 years, how many rockets have been shot into Eretz Yisrael over the course of the last 10 years? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It's really more than that. It's probably thousands. And what happened? If you... I can tell you many different places that they had one rocket shot into them and 20 people died. It's tremendous to see. Now, it's not one rocket. It's not, yeah, we have the Iron Dome. Iron Dome is, it misses more times than it doesn't. Now maybe it's a little bit better throughout the years. Certainly, it wasn't anything special. And all it takes is one rocket that to wreak havoc. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And it's not that they can't, I remember when I was during the Gulf War, they had, I don't know if anybody remembers that, it wasn't that long ago, 30 years ago, during the Gulf War, they had baseball cards of the different, they had Commander-in-Chief, George Bush, and they had all the different things, they had the military boats, and the, like Mamash has cards, it was I don't know, since when does it turn into a war turn into a sport, but that's what they had. One of the things was the Tomahawk cruise missile. Tomahawk cruise missile was a missile that was shot from the boat in the Gulf. And each one was $1 million, and it had the ability. It was the chiddush. It was like it had a GPS. Betem, you could shoot it off the boat, and it would. You could turn a left down the street, hook another right, end up in a building, and that's it. It would blow the entire building. You see the top of the card is embedded in the building, and the bottom of the card is what the building looks like after it exploded. Totally a bunch of rubble. So this is already 30 years ago. They're able to figure out exactly how to get a pinpoint a target. They can't figure out. The Arabs just, they simply just can't, after 30 years, they simply can't figure out how to pinpoint the target. It's clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam is being shomer. It's clear by the Scud missiles, Ki Yodua, that it was only one person that was killed from a direct hit, and it was a person who was Mechal Shabbos for Hesio. His Mamish got Skila. There's no way to explain it. It's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. A person is misbeinin, and he sees that Kodesh Baruch Hu Shem, especially in Eretz Yisrael, Inei Hashem Elokecha Bo. But that's Bechlaluso. But per process, a person can look back. I was thinking, how did I end up in the mirror? The truth is that if you think of all the way about it, my oldest brother was in a certain yeshiva and it didn't work out for him, so he went to a different yeshiva. And my second brother went to a different yeshiva, so I ended up in that yeshiva. And once I was in that yeshiva, I was there for a certain amount of years. And the yeshiva got, when I was in the yeshiva shir, he wasn't feeling well, he was out. And Mamela, I heard shirim, they didn't have anybody to hear shirim, so somebody got tapes from Rav Asher. So I heard shirim from Rav Asher, so I decided I'm going to go in there. Most of the people in my shir didn't go to Rav Asher. They didn't go to the Mir Bechal. I was from the Yechidim that went to the Mir. I decided that, after hearing shirim from Rav Asher, I was sold. That was it. I was, heard Mr. Chayes Adin Azaisa. He did the whole taste of someone's shir. Davom et Aleph in Ksuz. But that was it. That sealed it. I heard it and I said, I'm sold. And I ended up there. And that's it. So how many things had to fall in place to end up in this place? My shidduch came to the mirror because my brother-in-law was my shadchan and he was here learning in the mirror. And he, everything, how Rebbeinu Shalom worked everything out. A person can see exactly, lechatchila maybe, how at the beginning it doesn't taka. You have no idea why you end up in a certain place and why. But L'mayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making mitzvah gover. And when a person thinks about it, it's invigorating. It's mechayev a little bit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish has a relationship with you. He's mamish taking you and guiding you through your entire life. But it's invigorating to know that Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish there with you. Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish holding your hand through your life. And that's avas anes. When you realize that Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish guiding you and he's mamish orchestrating everything, that's a tremendous ava. I think that's the mitzvah hayayim. The mitzvah hayayim is a person realize that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam. So then it's not, in the defus bitachon over here, they have a sign up that says, Zelo hu, zehu. It's not the person that you think that ba'avot you, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, if a person that has akara, that everything that's happening, if the Baruch Hu is orchestrating everything, and the person that he thought ticked him off, the person that took his seat, and v'chulu, it was all the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrating it to see whatever it was, that he should sit in a different place, and then b'meil he'll bump into somebody else, and he'll get a shidduch. Who knows what's going to happen? But if a person realizes it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he has a tremendous ava, not just for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but for all other people. Because the only thing that's mafriya, the ava for other people, is the fact that they get on his nerves, or they bother him, they baveled him. When a person realizes it's all from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Mimela, he has ava to everybody else. Every yid is a brother. Every yid is, it's only something else mafriya that's going to take away that ava. Mimela, that's where the Matanas Avinim, that's where Mishleach Man is coming in. And Lechur, that's also Adlo Yoda. Adlo Yoda is when a person realizes that he has no way to, it's not him, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's all the things that he thought. He thought there was this person that caused that, and it was that person that did this thing, and it was this that caused it, and it was his own business acumen, and it was this, and Mechulu. Adlo Yoda. Nothing is you. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam at the end of the day. Not that we don't have Bechira, not that we have to do Kovid Yishamayim, Chutz Miyar Shamayim, we do our thing, but at the end of the day, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam that's there. When a person is Mizbrain, I think maybe it's Kedai on Perm to take a few minutes. May Avos Hanis. Avos Hanis, the Avo to spend thinking about Klal Yisrael Bechlalusay, the tremendous kirva that we have to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us throughout the generations, down to Tufshin Pei Aleph, that you're able to see it from the Arabs that are surrounding us at all times. And Kodesh Baruch Hu Amos, Shirim Aleinu. And in our own personal lives, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us. It gives, it invigorates a person, and it brings an emes akirva and an emes avas Hashem. And we should be zeichet to all the hashpois of Purim be'ezer Hashem, and to avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avas reyim, and kabbalah satera me'ava. For those that want.